AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, friends. It's In This League right here on Sports Grid. Thank you for tuning in. I am the Welsh. That is the Bogman over there. It's ITL. If you missed hour one, you can go back and listen. If you've been on the podcast, well, you know what to do. You're okay. But if you listen to us live on the radio, go back and make sure you don't miss any of it. We've got DFS picks for this coming weekend, which is a tough one. Only four total teams playing, two games. And we're going to go through our picks and what we did last week. But we're having an interesting conversation off air real quick in just a little bit more extension of the Deshaun Watson, where Bogman asked me, where would Watson rank among quarterbacks right now? Kind of similar to what Salisbury had said. Now, I think there's two different questions. If you're starting an organization or who are the best, I think those are two different ones. And I'll answer real quick, Boggs, and you can. When you asked me, I said, well, okay, Mahomes and Rodgers, I think, are better right now. They're at the top. And then there's a tier where I think it's Russ Wilson, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, and Watson. They're in a tier, but I would put it where three, I think I would go Josh Allen. Then I would go Russ Wilson, then Kyler Murray, and then Watson. And Lamar got brought up. I just don't think Lamar is in this tier. So Lamar would come after that. So that's my tier if I'm talking about who are the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And that put Watson at six. I think you are a little different on this.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to say in the NFL right now, I would put Watson at three behind Mahomes and Rodgers. If it's starting a franchise, like you were saying, I would have him at two behind Mahomes. So
I don't know if I'm so unbelievably good. Josh Allen is something else, man. And like the strides he's made as a runner and a passer and the decision-making, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think Josh Allen is far behind. He's right there.
I might go Josh Allen two. And then I might, I think Kyler Murray and Deshaun Watson are next to each other if I'm starting a fresh franchise. Because, you know, Murray had some ups and downs. I think the benefit is Watson has already kind of been through those, but he's also just had, I don't know, poor play. Maybe you're right. I mean, maybe he is three, but he's probably top four in starting an organization.
Well, honestly, the thing for me, like, you know, Murray needs a little more time, obviously, but the thing for me is Murray's already been banged up. So I think I would go with Watson over him.
Well, he's got both of them had DeAndre Hopkins too. Murray has got him now. Don't go anywhere.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
When we come back, we're going to be giving you our lineups for this weekend's DFS plays. We'll give you what happened last week and our picks what happened last week. Don't go anywhere in this league. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, me, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
ITL Patreon, that is where you can hang out with Bogman and I and tons of our other listeners. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Whether you're looking for baseball prep with prospect ranks, dynasty ranks, or redraft, want to get in on some mocks that we're doing, whether you want to start leagues with listeners, whether you want to talk and chat and get through all the things, all the latest news, you can join up with the ITL audio universe at patreon.com/ITL Army today. And it's month by month. So you just want to hang out for a month, you can do that, or you can hang out for years, like many, many of our guys have been doing. And we have been a long standing Patreon. So we're not like 3 months into the game, like, hey guys, we're going to show you these cool things we're going to do. No, we've been doing it for like 3+ years. So come and sign up today, patreon.com/ITL Army. It would be very, very sweet. And you're supporting Bogman and I as some independent podcasters.
So Bogman, much fun.
It's over. It's all over. Bogman won the DFS contest.
How did I win it? I had Michael Thomas. I honestly,
so did I.
I didn't look. Oh, I forgot you had him too. I didn't look because I didn't want to see it, because I had Lamar who got hurt and I had Michael Thomas who didn't catch a pass. So what did I beat you, 70 to 50? Like it must have been the worst score ever.
Almost. Our scores were so
pathetic.
Yes. Mine unbelievably how bad I picked. The only good pick I had all weekend was Tom Brady. And you had Leonard Fournette and Tyreek Hill that carried you. We don't even need to give the score out. We both tanked, sucked. So as far as a DFS yearly contest goes, I cannot catch up with you.
I love that it's so bad that you don't even want to give the points out. That's my
favorite. Both of us.
No. Yeah. Look, I told you. Donovan hit me up. He didn't hear something about what I said on one of the game calls. So he was like, which one did you say over under? So I hit him up. And like 20 minutes after that, he sent me the thing. And I was like, I'm not opening this. Yeah. I don't want to look at it because I know I lost DFS because I had Michael Thomas have no catches and Lamar Jackson left with a concussion. So I know I was really bad. So if I beat you, it was really, really bad on both of our ends. So
they're really bad. And now we're dealing with a slate. And this is where, you know, the separation is key here. You're dealing with a slate that has just four teams to pick from. And this is the game that we've got is the NFL Sunday Million that we're playing here. And
this is when a lot of people punch out. They don't like the two game sets, you know?
Yeah, because you got four players. Everyone's picking the same guys and you got to get cute, you know?
I kind of like it though. Because there's, most of your guys are going to be picked by someone else, but you have to throw in one weird one or have one, you know, weirdly, strangely break your way. That's kind of how I see it. So
yeah, I mean, I that's, like how they, that's how they got to play it. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to have much more fun talking about the gambling and the actual picks. But Bogman, give us your NFL Sunday play on the FanDuel, since you are our big DFS winner. People should listen to you, not me, when we do DFS. So let's hear your lineup.
All right. So I'm stacking big wideouts here, and I'm going my quarterback. I'm going to go a little bit cheaper. I want Aaron Rodgers, but Tom Brady at 7,800 fits this lineup. So I'm going to go with Tom Brady. Leonard Fournette, playoff Lenny. He's been really, really great. So far, I'm going to have him in at my running back position at 7,200. Not a lot of great running back options this week. For the second one, I have to go a little cheap, but the guy keeps getting the run. And the last time the Chiefs beat the Bills, they did it with the run. So give me Darrell Williams. He's the guy that is leading the backfield right now. Lev Bell sucks and is getting, I think he's been outsnapped by Darrell Williams 101-31 or something over the last couple of games, missing Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So give me Darrell Williams at 6,000. I told you I'm stacking big wideouts. My two big ones here, Davante Adams at 8,900. He's uncoverable. No one can cover him. We saw Ramsey shut down DK Metcalf and a whole bunch of good wide receivers this year, and he had problems with Adams. He is absolutely uncoverable. The other guy I'm going to go with is Tyreek Hill. Even if, you know, Mahomes can't finish the game or something because of his toe injury and he can't play, they're going to design plays to get the ball into Tyreek Hill's hands. So he's kind of an easy buy for me at 8,400. So because I went expensive, I have to go cheap in my third wideout. I'm going with Isaiah McKenzie and hoping he just gets in the end zone, you know, returns a punt, returns a kick, gets a screen pass, something. So Isaiah McKenzie's cheap at 4,600. I'm going with him. I don't know if you can put a lineup together this week without Travis Kelce. I think Kelce, he's been putting up the same numbers that Adams has at the tight end position. He's so much better than every other tight end. It's unbelievable. So 8,600, I'm still going to that well with Travis Kelce. My flex, I'm going to go back to a tight end. Guys had two good playoff games. Cameron Brate, your guy Cameron Brate, and my guy Leonard Fournette have come alive in the playoffs, Welsh, right when we don't need them for when we drafted them, of course. And then my defense, just because they're the cheapest on the board, I'm going with Buffalo at 3,400. So a quick run again. Brady, Fournette, Darrell Williams, Davante Adams, Tyreek Hill, Isaiah McKenzie, Travis Kelce, Cameron Brate, and the Buffalo Bills defense.
We've got three crossovers here. So, I mean, that's not bad. You would probably expect maybe
not
even a little
only
bit more.
Two games. So,
yeah. So we do have three crossovers.
Can I guess
here.
Them?
Yes.
All right. Brady.
Nope.
Okay. Davante Adams, definitely.
Absolutely.
Kelce.
Nope.
Okay, then
right,
I don't
now you're gonna just yeah. So you got Davante. You're gonna start guessing my whole lineup. You're gonna be like, yeah, all right, let's go through all of it. So, but you did get at Adams, like you said, it's just so blatant. You build a roster around him, and I kind of had a little bit of a similar look as you, though. You know, you said it's hard to not build around Kelce. I didn't build around Kelce, so it provided me some freedom in some other spots. So I've got high end wideouts. Davante Adams is just a must play. Like, I think it's rough. And now you say it's a must play if you know, the smarter guys and they are going to get, you know, cute in other areas and they're going to be able to, you know, play
uncoverable.
It. And, but he's uncoverable in the playoffs. So it seems like you're behind the eight ball. So I'm completely with you. So at quarterback, though, well, Josh Allen against Kansas City. I actually kind of like Buffalo's chances in this. I'm spouting off how much I like Josh Allen in general. There's a small little stack with Buffalo, but I think Kansas City's defense, it's one of the better plays that he's going to have against. And Josh Allen is a force on the ground and in the air at all times. So Mahomes banged up. Kansas City not always living up to their play. I didn't really love the Brady one. Josh Allen was just a must for me at 8,500. Now, the second copycat is Darrell Williams. I'm with you on Kansas City's running back. Kept looking through, trying to talk myself in. Could this guy do anything? No, it's just Darrell Williams. And he's only 6,000. So it's a smart play. Buffalo, though, has gotten better with the run. You know, early season had their struggles. And if there's any, you know, if there's any type of a rest back on Mahomes, they're probably going to lean on Darrell Williams a little bit. So, and I'm not sure they're going to be wanting to have any, you know, on the 1 yard goal line, having Mahomes dump into a pile, you know, post concussion. So it might be just a little bit more of an opportunity for Darrell Williams. So I like that one. I've got one big running back. I went with Aaron Jones, who's 8,000 against the Tampa Bay defense. I think you throw some of this stuff out the table when it's defense, but Aaron Jones should be a big force. My wideouts, you said I've got Davante Adams. Number two is my stack with Josh Allen. I've got Stephon Diggs, who's been his favorite target. Though Kansas City's got a strong strong secondary coverage, Stephon Diggs is an absolute monster and has kind of also been uncoverable. And then I'm going with Mike Williams. I always want to say Mike Williams on anything, but Mike Evans at 6,600, who has been a great target for Tom Brady. I'm also got Rob Gronkowski as my tight end. Almost had a touchdown in that last game. I think he'll be important in this one. Almost went Tonyan. I just feel like the tight ends are going to be the scorers in this. At flex, I went with Jamal Williams. So I've got both of the Green Bay backfield, as he, you know, they had like to have that nice split. And then I'm with you. I went with Buffalo's defense. So our copycats are Buffalo, Darrell Williams, and Davante Adams. But my full roster is Josh Allen, Darrell Williams, Aaron Jones, Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, Mike Evans, Rob Gronkowski, Jamal Williams, and the Buffalo Bills defense.
How much is Gronk?
Gronk is only 5,200.
I you know, Brate's been better the last two games. I might rather go with Brate because he's a little cheaper. But I mean, Gronk gets in the end zone and all that, you know.
Brady looks for him. He looked for him in last week's game and just missed him. They're going to look for him in the end zone. I just need that touchdown from Brady to Gronk, which I think is a decent chance to get. Friends, don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we are going to tell you what we did in the playoffs last week and through the entire playoffs, what our picks look like. And we're going to talk about the division, or this is the conference championship.
Yeah,
AFC championship and NFC conference round going to the Super Bowl. We're going to tell you our picks. So don't go anywhere in this league. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
In this league.
Yeah, I remember that.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League right here on the Sports Grid. It's Bogman as Welsh. Find us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh and at Bogman Sports. Thank you guys for tuning in. It is playoff time. Dun, 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 conference championship. And Bogman and I made our picks last week. So let's review. Let's spend a long time reviewing those, because hey, fellas, put up your four. Everyone put up your four, and then put up an O, because that's what the Welsh was against the spread. 4-0, perfect. All I do are at least win four games in the playoffs, because in the wild card round, wild card mania, Royal Rumble, Survivor Series weekend, I was 4-2. This past weekend, 4-0, which would now make me 8-2 in the playoffs against the spread. Those are Bogman-like numbers on how much I have been nailing it. My over-unders, not as great. I was 4-2 in the Wild Card Mania Survivor Series round. 2-2 this weekend. And of course, one of the two I got wrong was my stupid parlay pick that would have got us to hit it. Tampa and New Orleans just missed it too. I think they ended at 50.
50, so, and there's 51.5.
Just missed that stupid one. But I was perfect against the spread, Bogman. 2-2 on the over-unders. You were great on the over-unders. You were 3-1. You just also missed the Tampa Bay, New Orleans. 2-2 against the spread. You were 2-4 in the Wild Mania round. So you are 4-6 against the spread. You are 7-3 over-under. And what do you think? What'd you think about your boy 4-0 last week?
I mean, it's impressive. It's very, very good. You know, the Chiefs weren't doing that well with Mahomes in there anyway. So, you know, people can sit there and say, you know, well, the Chiefs lost Mahomes for a big chunk of the second half, and the Ravens lost Lamar Jackson for most of the second half, but it doesn't matter. Like, the Ravens put up 3 points, by the way. When was the last time you remember Justin Tucker missing 2 field goals in a game? I don't know if it's happened. And that was crazy to see. And Joe and I were talking about this on Line Star this week, how they said that the wind was going to be 8 miles an hour. This is what they told us in Buffalo. And you could see the flag almost getting ripped off the pole.
It was like one of those inflatable crazy guys like on top of a roof. It was crazy, the wind, 8 miles an hour. That's like the Phoenix weather report. They're like, it's going to rain and then it's sunny. It's going to be sunny. Now it's raining.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'll take whatever rain we can get. And I don't particularly like the rain, but we need it in Arizona. We need it real bad. We went over 100 days without rain in 2020. It would didn't rain until December from July or something. It was ridiculous.
And then it was like one day, by the way.
And yeah. It's gone. Right. Yeah. So hope you guys enjoyed that.
Tucker missed field goal. He, normally wouldn't because the wind. I mean, though, that didn't change anything from their game. They weren't like, oh, it's going to be 8. And then they go out and they're like, whoa, is this 8? Like, that didn't adding perspective.
But if he nails both those field goals and Lamar is healthy in the fourth, like maybe they have a chance to
if so, tie again,
up. Sure. It's over with. Last week was a weird week. I mean, we also had,
pretty standard to me.
Yeah. It's very standard. Let's look at overall records. Very, very standard.
Yeah. Overall records in the playoffs. I'm 8-2. Only the playoffs we're looking at right here. We're not looking at the regular season. That's old. We don't need to look at that.
Well, what do you think about because the Browns had a chance to win and Higgins fumbled at the goal line and went out the back of the end zone. Everybody knows this stuff. I mean, this rule has to get changed, right?
Yeah, you're still mad about that, right? Like the rule. You don't care about the Browns.
Terrible. Losing. It's so bad. Yeah, I'm glad the Browns lost. Don't get me wrong. But the rule is so stupid. Like if Higgins fumbles that ball out at the one, they pick the ball up at the one and go. But because it rolled in the end zone and out, it's not like the Chiefs ever had possession of that ball. Like the ball rolled out of bounds. So it's just such a stupid rule. Yeah, it's a dumb rule. It makes no sense at all. It absolutely has to be changed. Yeah.
A bunch of dumb rules that they have.
And I hate the fact that it has to have something happen bad for a team in the playoffs for them to reevaluate these rules. You know, the pass interference rule with the Saints getting completely hosed by the Rams a couple years ago. This with the Browns, you know, there's all kinds of rules like this that get adjusted after there is a huge incident in the playoffs. And I just think that's a really stupid way. That's a baseball way of going about things. And the NFL doesn't, the NFL is usually trendsetters. They're not following something. And this, it really feels like something that Major League Baseball would do and not what football does. So just fix the rule in the offseason and let teams get screwed. Right.
Yeah, fix it. But I mean, it was also part of Cleveland almost took that game and
they should have.
Yeah, it was a weird one. And that was part of me playing the under. I'm actually surprised. I'll tell you, honestly, I'm surprised I got every bit of that game right. Like I did think Cleveland was going to be able to cover Kansas City. Their favorite thing to do is not, but also I did take the under and I mean, it was classic under, but it was kind of undone. I mean, it wouldn't have really changed. It wouldn't have changed any of the picks, but it was undone for Cleveland a little bit, but Kansas City moves on. I mean, I think they're the better team in general. Like maybe in that game, the better team was Cleveland, but I think the overall better team is still Kansas City and the best teams find a way.
Life, finds a way. The Welsh.
So that's how we walk in. Bogman also did nail his parlay pick, as did Bubba. So I was the one that screwed up. By the way, Bubba was 3-0 against the spread. Awesome. Not so good against over under 0-4. So over unders were not Bubba's bag. He is 1-9 over unders on the playoffs. So don't listen to him on over unders, but he is a very nice 6-4 against the spread. So we're all over 500 on our against the spreads. And the over-unders are, and you're the master of the over-unders. So, Bogman, that takes us to conference championship weekend. Super Bowl on the line. Let's start with the first big game. Tampa Bay at Green Bay. Green Bay is a 3-point home favorite. So it is just a toss-up at this point. 51.5 is the line.
Yeah, I mean, this game, it feels to me like Green Bay is just playing at a different level. And this is a hard one to pick because Green Bay got destroyed by Tampa Bay earlier in the season. But like we just saw last week with Tampa Bay beating the Saints, who had beat them twice in the regular season, they are different teams. And I believe that was like week 6. So it was long enough ago to where to me, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't play into what this game is right now. It's almost a different season at this point. So I'm going to take Green Bay in this game, but I'm going to take the under. I think the cold weather and just the dragginess of some of this can really start to mount up. So I'm going to take Green Bay, but I am going to have the under. You know, both these games this week projected to go over 51 points. I think it might be a little bit much. So give me the Packers, but give me the under in this game.
I'm going to go with you on the Packers. I think they're the team. You know, I mean, we said there's a lot of momentum with Tampa Bay, but Green Bay, it feels very destiny-like. Their defense has been playing better.
How do they lose this game is my question. Like, how does Green Bay, because you know the way Tampa Bay loses is they turn the ball over, and they've done it before. Rodgers doesn't turn the ball over. So he did against Tampa Bay in the last time, and he faced a lot of pressure and stuff. But I just feel like he's better.
They lose this game is if the defense is having an off day. If they don't make Brady make a mistake, I think that's how they lose this game. If their defense plays off, because you want to look at weapons. Devontae Adams is the single best weapon in this game, but Tampa Bay have an arsenal of weapons that they can go to. You know, Fournette has been playing on the high side. They've got two good tight ends. They've got three great receivers. They've got the offensive weapons, and they've got a guy who has more playoff experience than anybody, Tom Brady. Yeah. So there are ways that it can happen, but I think momentum is on that side for Green Bay. And, you know, I mean, honestly, the 3 points even gets me a little shaky, because I think this is going to be a very close game. But with that, I think we're going to hit the over. I think as good as the defenses can play against, Devontae Adams is going to be hard to stop, and Brady's just not going to roll over on his back and have his belly scratched. They are going to be slanging the ball. I think there's going to be points scored, and there's a reason both these are at 50. I'm going to take the over. I think there's going to be a lot of passing in this game, and I think the second half is where I think you could get like a little cavalcade of points just kind of stacking on top of each other. I wouldn't be shocked to see one of those like 21 to 28 points scored in the last 8 minutes of a game happen in this game between Tampa Bay and Green Bay. So I am going to pick Green Bay, but I'm going to take the over. Buffalo travels to Kansas City, and guess what? It's just another pick 'em here. Kansas City is a 3-point home favorite. 53.5 is the line. Mahomes looks like he's good to go. Was in practices, you know.
He still has to pass concussion protocol.
Yeah, I mean, we're recording this early.
Completely, if he's not playing. So,
I mean, this whole thing will be destroyed. Right. As people are listening to this, I'm going to take a guesstimation that he has passed protocol and everything is fine. So go into that assumption. So Buffalo at Kansas City, Boggs.
I mean, this is it's tough for me, but I think Kansas both of these teams have looked somewhat human right now. They both had great seasons and can look like some of the most dominant forces in the NFL. But for me, I think it's a Kansas City home game. I think they've already beat Buffalo before this season. I think they can do that same formula to beat them again, although once again, not the same team. That was a weird Tuesday game. It was canceled and pushed back. But I got Kansas City going to the Super Bowl again and a rematch of Super Bowl I, Green Bay and Kansas City.
Bogman, I am going to go completely opposite with you, though I think Kansas City is a team to beat and has been the team to beat. They have looked a lot more pedestrian lately, and Buffalo is on a tear right now. Josh Allen, I think, is one of the most unstoppable quarterbacks in the NFL. Him and Diggs have become, you can argue it, of course, but maybe the best connection in the NFL. And ironically, Tyreek Hill and Mahomes had been that and have been that.
Rodgers and Adams. I mean, these are the combos that are going, into the Super Bowl here.
You're right about that. So we got to go to break, but I'm telling you right now, I'm taking Buffalo, and I'll tell you if I'm taking the over-under when we come back, and we'll turn some tables to some other stuff. So don't go anywhere in this league. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo. All night.
That's right. It is In This League. I am the Welsh. That is the Bogman. Thank you guys for tuning in. We've been talking about NFL playoffs. And I don't know if it's a big shock here, Boggs. We ended with, there's only two games to break down, obviously. And we're differing a little bit overall. You ended up picking Green Bay in the under and Kansas City in the under. I'm going to go completely opposite in this game. And like I said, I think Josh Allen is on a heater. The one thing Buffalo doesn't have that worries me is they don't have a way to change up an established defense to not worry about a running back. So what I'm saying is they don't have like a classic running game with a running back to force the defense to, you know, to play a little bit differently in theory, except Josh Allen gets to be that guy. It doesn't matter about Singletary. Josh Allen himself is the guy that keeps defenses back or front, I suppose you want to say, a little bit more on front of their toes.
Amen in the box. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because he's the guy that could take it at any time. So defenses aren't going to just be able to, you know, run. They're not going to just, you know, run like three rushing or anything like that. And they can just double up and they have to worry about him running.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You double, you triple Stephon Diggs, it ain't happening.
It doesn't matter.
I understand what you're talking about. The Bills are not a traditional one-dimensional offense without Moss because of Josh Allen.
And that's what's so weird of all these teams. But see, Kansas City is kind of similar. Like, they try to play a little bit differently, but both of these teams play on that same front. That's why I'm going to go with the over. Both these teams are not going to play it cute. It's going to be, I think, aggressive football. I think it's going to be going for short downs if it's fourth. It's going to be deep passes to Diggs, deep passes to Tyreek Hill. Neither one of these are establishing anything. So I'm tapping the over and I'm going to go with Buffalo. As much as my heart says Kansas City, like when you look at on paper, you're like Green Bay, Kansas City, it's the two best teams in the NFL. You go, but I think there's momentum with Buffalo. They're playing defense. Josh Allen is leading this guy. Stephon Diggs has been one of the biggest, most positive stories of the year. And I think they're a tough match. They've also got some health that has come back their way. You know, John Brown coming in, they can just spread the field a little bit more. Kansas City has been, as much as they're winning games, and you don't want to, like, I don't know, you don't want to like hold it against, like, well, they have been winning by a lot.
Only winning games by three. Yeah.
But exactly. They're not blowing out teams. I think they're beatable. And, you know, I definitely think this is a situation, you know, Mahomes coming off a concussion. This is very Jordan.
Well, injury is probably worse for him than the concussion because it impacts his mobility and his ability to get out of the pocket and make those crazy weird throws. So,
and I think it allows Buffalo to be aggressive. I think you're going to see an aggressive Buffalo defense that if they give up a big play, they give it up. They're going to play aggressive because they know offensively they can be aggressive. And that's why I like the over.
I said this on Line Star too. I feel like I would be more surprised if Tampa Bay beat Green Bay than I would be if Buffalo beat Kansas City this week. And it's not, you know, obviously Tom Brady, it, you know, would be going to, I think, what would this make it 10 Super Bowls for him? And ridiculous. By the way, in the scenario that you have, it's Buffalo, who just got smoked by Brady for 20 years, would have to then play him in the Super Bowl. Like, that stuff is not fair, right? Like, you have Green Bay, my bad. But can you imagine that if Tampa Bay won and Buffalo won and then Buffalo, who had been pounded by Tom Brady for 20 years, he finally gets out of the division. Now they have to play him because they get into the Super Bowl. Oh, God.
I know.
That would be a complete disaster. But I think this is going to be a potential rematch of Super Bowl One. I've got Buffalo. I also have the under in this game. I don't know.
Man. You don't have Buffalo.
I have Kansas City. And I have the under in this game. I have the under in both these games because I just think it's, you know, we're in cold weather here. I know what you're saying about the Bills and Josh Allen, and specifically Josh Allen peaking and all that stuff, but they only put up 17 points last week. And I know there was weather stuff and Baltimore plays decent defense, but you know, that and Kansas City didn't look like they were quite 100%, especially, you know, with Mahomes being a little bit banged up, not only with the concussion, but with the toe injury as well. I think the under has to be the play for me here, but how is this a matchup you want to see? Do you want to see Buffalo and Green Bay, or would you rather see Buffalo and Tampa Bay, or Kansas City and Green Bay? Like, what would you prefer to see?
I think either NFC teams are a great matchup. I think there's just so many offensive weapons in Tampa Bay and storylines that they can play with Brady, and you've got Leonard Fournette, and you know, the wideouts. God, AB. I mean, AB will be intolerable if he's interviewed during Super Bowl weekend. Green Bay side.
I wonder how they're going to do all that media row stuff too, because of COVID. Like, they're probably just going to be doing Zoom stuff, right?
Good question. I'm not 100% sure how they would do it on, you know, and on Green Bay side, you know, Aaron Rodgers, I've always been, you know, I think he's fantastic. Davante Adams, one of the best in the league. And I think both NFC teams will make me happy. I think Green Bay is just a little bit better of a team, but ironically, as much as I'm picking Buffalo, I think, you know, Kansas City has the storyline. Patrick Mahomes is the most exciting player in the NFL. Tyreek Hill, a great connection. It'd be, again, I mean, can you imagine if it's Tampa Bay, Kansas City, Boggs, and you got Antonio Brown and Lev Bell going to the Super Bowl, and then Hugh Jackson gets signed by the Steelers, and Dwayne Haskins is your quarterback?
Yep. I mean, we're going to get a solution on if this fan can hold my weight is what we're going to do.
So, full circle. It'll be complete full circle. But I think I'd want to see Kansas City from a viewer listener standpoint. Like, I want to see Kansas City versus Green Bay. I think that's the best play.
So I haven't heard this talked about a bunch at all, and I don't think it should be, but you tell me. And I think the Bucs kind of stomped this narrative out when they beat Philly in the NFC Championship a while back in the cold, cold weather. And we've also seen, you know, Michael Vick, who was playing for the Falcons in an indoor stadium, go into Green Bay in the snow and beat the Packers. But it's going to be 27 degrees and mostly cloudy in Green Bay on Sunday. It's going to be very, very cold. Does that factor in, or should it factor into Tampa Bay at all? Or is that narrative old and dumb and should be completely gone away?
Wait, repeat the last part again. The what?
The weather in Green Bay is going to be really, really cold. And you have Tampa Bay going from Tampa Bay to the cold in the tundra in Lambeau.
There are teams like okay, Leonard Fournette, like it's probably a little bit of a new scope for Leonard Fournette, but not Brady. Brady's played all of it. He's been in the cold. Like, and that isn't, when we talk about that narrative, isn't the biggest person and the main person you think about is the quarterback when you go to the cold. All the other guys,
the defense is, because, you know, the defensive players start to get cold. Those hits hurt in the cold, man. And sure, you know, you get less and less, less and less wanting to go and just lay the thunder down on Aaron Jones when he gets the ball, especially if he's a punishing back. You know what I mean? So I feel like the defenses have more. Of course, there's grip stuff and all that stuff with the quarterback, but Brady has played in, you know, Brady played in the crazy game against the Raiders, the Tuck Rule game, which there was mountains of snow in that one. And he's, you know, we played college in Michigan. I think Fournette is the bigger story. Like you just said, Fournette, you know, played at LSU and then played for Jacksonville and Tampa Bay. So it's not like he's had to deal with the cold weather a ton.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I think there's something there that you could put out, you know, that is the team fully prepared to be able to handle stuff like that. Yeah, I think you could totally bring that out. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I think it's like the quarterback is the main guy that you're looking at to be able to make it through. And Brady is set. I mean, all of these guys are willing and able to be able to play in the cold. So I just don't see that holding. I don't see it holding back offenses. I just don't see it holding back anybody. It is interesting that you and I are complete opposites on the over under this weekend. I mean, and you know, to be fair, you've been the monster on the over unders. And I see both going over. I see aggressive play on both sides of these games this weekend.
Yeah. So this, you get a lot of that scoring in the fourth quarter, like you mentioned before, obviously because the defenses are worn down and all that stuff. But I just think sometimes the weather and the attrition of this type of year takes a little bit off. This is the most exhausted that the Bucs are going to be. The Bucs and the Bills are going to be by far. I mean, Kansas City and Green Bay had a bye week, so they shouldn't be worn out like the other two teams. But, you know, you don't get a bye leading into the playoffs, and then you have to play all the way through. That's why I actually kind of like this seven teams per conference here, because I think being first place in your conference is so huge that you should be the one team that gets the bye, and it shouldn't be two. So I kind of like the way they're doing this, and I think that's also has to factor and play into why I would take Kansas City and Green Bay in here is because the other teams, they haven't gotten that break. So
what do you think
both those teams did, though?
What do you think is the best Super Bowl matchup for bettors?
Best Super Bowl matchup for bettors would probably be one that's lopsided. So it'd probably be Green Bay Buffalo, in my opinion. So you could just stack your money on Green Bay. Now, the line would open up, and probably because you have 2 weeks and all that stuff to bet it too, the line would open up so that it would be kind of annoying to see it. Like, you would want to bet Green Bay immediately because then the line is going to open and open.
What do you think it is? Like Green Bay by five against Buffalo, and then it opens up to maybe like 7.5 before the game hits.
Yep. I think that's probably perfect numbers. I think it'd be Green Bay by about five, and then it'd move to 7, 7.5 over the 2 weeks with everyone putting their money on Green Bay. Just because, you know, like we said, I think Buffalo is probably the worst team left in the playoffs. They're very, very good. I'm not trying to knock them in any way, shape, or form. But I think if you're looking for complete teams, it's really because of the complete lack of a running game right now with no Zach Moss. And Devin Singletary is just not that great. Like, you know, Josh Allen can run the ball, but you don't want to do that, especially this time of year in this type of a game, because you're getting to the finish line here. You don't want Josh Allen to get hurt. If he's in the Super Bowl, sell him out. That's fine. But they're a little bit one-dimensional on offense right now. Their biggest weapon is Diggs. They don't have another huge one. So I think that the other teams just are a little more safer bets to win the Super Bowl. So I think Buffalo's the worst team, so I think that would be the best one. I think the most fun one is the Buffalo versus Tampa Bay one that I mentioned before. So because it's now Buffalo been tortured by Tom Brady for so long, now they have to play him in the Super Bowl. I think that's a great narrative. You get Brady to his 10th Super Bowl, which is just ridiculous, unbelievably ridiculous. Don't tell me it's luck. Yeah, I mean, people want to say, you know, well, luck factors into it a bunch. Tom Brady will take a different, wholly and completely different team to the Super Bowl with a win this Sunday, the first year that he plays with them. And it's in the COVID year where you don't get all that, preseason time. You don't get all that camp time. He did this working strictly with the regular season and the playoffs, if he should get them there. That might be one of Brady's best accomplishments in his career. In a career that is littered with unbelievably amazing accomplishments. And I hate raining all of this praise on Tom Brady, but seriously, what is better than that?
I mean, it's him and LeBron. I mean, LeBron did similar things. You know, people hate the guys at the top, and, you know, Brady in the Super Bowl, it's just a great play. It's a great narrative. It's a great storyline. And it also leads to a lot of great props that'll be out there as well. Maybe we come back. We got one more segment on hour two. Be curious if you've got any of your favorite Super Bowl props that we can think about. Obviously, we'll hit that during Super Bowl week. But don't go anywhere in this league. Final segment, hour two, coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. It's In This League right here on Sports Grid. Welsh, Bogman. I'm getting out of here. Hour three coming up. Bubba in place. I did all that teasing, Bogman, like, oh, baseball, Bubba. Are you going to do any of that with Bubba? Because we were all football the whole time.
Yeah, we'll probably talk a little bit of baseball, too. So I want to see what he thinks about the Springer stuff and all that. But, I mean, come on. It's conference championship week. It's football heavy here.
Big weekend. Yeah. Are you disappointed? No Pro Bowl? You know, is he in a Pro Bowl?
No, I'm not. I don't care about the Pro Bowl at all. It's the worst.
It is the worst. It's the dumbest thing on the planet.
I like the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby and stuff like that. That stuff's in the middle of the season. It's fun. And they treat it as an exhibition now that it's not for the World Series, home field and all that stuff. So I actually like that. But the Pro Bowl, they don't even play football. Like, even in the football game, they don't play football. So
they should they should take all the guys and they should play Jenga, and then they could play like draw each other, and then they could do all the games that we did during Deck Our Balls Christmas special, all the fun games that we the rock paper scissors contest, a tournament. They could do that. Hey, it's gonna be heavy gambling and prop season in just a couple days once the Super Bowl is set. FanDuel is going to be rocked in with it. Do you have a favorite prop? I know the Gatorade. I know we're going to do all the props when we get there.
Of course.
People love the Gatorade, the coin toss, the how long is the national anthem?
That's do you my have a favorite one.
Not the one? Okay.
Yeah, the national anthem length, because I think it's so utterly ridiculous that you can bet on that. And the times are crazy accurate that Vegas picks, and then you'll get the scouting report on how long they took during warmups and stuff like that. So I don't even know who's singing it this year, to be honest with you. But that is probably my favorite dumb prop bet, is the length of the national anthem.
I like one thing that you can do with your buddies that we've done in the past is we'll do like a prop sheet where you've got 20 props, everyone fills it out, and whoever gets the most wins. So instead of actually putting money, the degenerates are not going to want that. You're going to want to do everything at once. But you want to get with your buddies, put one of those together. Something we'll be doing, of course, going into the next 2 weeks as we get set with the Super Bowl. Friendos, I'm out of here. Hour 3, though, is happening. So ITL rolls on. It's Bubba and Bogman. Don't go anywhere in this league. Coming back.